This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Looking forward to having a conversation with our buddy Steve Lavin. And we connect with Labs right now, CBS Turner, Fox Sports College Hoops analyst, former coach for the Bruins, former coach for the Johnnies, as we get into what went down last night. Also, UCLA's surprise season and the transfer portal. A lot of interesting conversations that he had. Labs, what's going on, buddy? How you been?
Good overall. Can't believe it's over. March Madness. Catching my breath here and nice to catch up with old friends. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well, man. It's good to have you back on the show. It's been a long time, but I've been watching you, obviously, doing the Big East stuff on FS1 for a couple of years now. You're doing a good job with that. I was texting you before, but I want to ask you on the air here, Steve, because I've gotten this from people. The right job comes along before we get into, you know, what went down last night, et cetera. Right job comes along for Steve Lavin. Would you get back in the coaching game?
Yeah, definitely. You know, there's elements you miss. And that's the pull, the camaraderie with your staff and kids and working towards common goals in terms of trying to win, make runs in the tournament. And you miss the competition and being on a college campus. You know, my father was a teacher, lifelong educator. And so I've enjoyed the stops at Purdue and UCLA and St. John's because you get to know faculty and there's just something stimulating, intoxicating about the college environment. Challenging. No doubt, in terms of being a basketball coach, but I enjoy the jigsaw puzzle, as I call it, or the problem solving that comes with working 18 to 22 year olds, and you have to be.
Yeah,
if you want to be successful, you got to be interested in their lives, and it's a 24/7, 365 proposition, as you know, all so well.
Yeah, and it feels like nowadays it's not just you know, X's and O's in recruiting. It's recruiting your own team to keep them out of the transfer portal. You've seen this, and I'm sure you're troubled by it as well. What's the answer here? Because there's so much at stake for each and every university, each and every kid, because it seems like some of these kids are not going to have a destination to go to. The academic deterioration that happens as well. Some of these kids aren't just going to graduate now because they lose credits when they transfer. Is there an answer to this, Steve?
Boy, the layers right there that you just touched on, the complexities to this, you know, current kind of climate of college basketball. 1,100 names, somewhere in that ballpark, have entered the transfer portal this offseason. And, you know, I go back to my time at UCLA, 12 years there, and was fortunate to develop a strong relationship with Coach Wooden. And I met him at Purdue, my prior stop when working for Gene Katie in the Big Ten, because Coach Wooden's a three-time All-American for the Boilermakers and grew up in Indiana. And what's interesting, when he was coaching, 27 years he was the coach at UCLA, and he didn't win his first championship until 16th season. He was 53 years old when he finally broke through. And then he had that run, 10 out of 12 championships in 12 years, and then stepped away at 65. He's part of that greatest generation that you know, believed you served your country. He was in the Navy. Yeah. You had a career. And then you retire at 65. And he made it till 99, just short of his 100th birthday, when he passed away in 2010. But each spring, just to speak in terms of how progressive Coach Wooden was, each spring he took a psychology class because he knew that he was getting older with each passing season, but he's going to continue to coach young people, recruiting them beginning at 15 years of age. And then they come to UCLA at 18. And then they graduate at 22. And so, you know, he also made important hires in terms of, you know, former players that were on his bench like Denny Crum and Jerry Norman. But he audited that psychology class every spring because he knew that really what's most important is understanding people and how to work with people and how to bring forth their best and to get creative in terms of fresh and original ways to connect with young people. And keep in mind, he was coaching Indiana State and UCLA, you know, where he had G.I. Bill guys that come back from Jima and Normandy and fought overseas to defend our freedoms. But then he also was coaching during Vietnam and during the sexual revolution and during, you know, a lot of the social unrest during civil rights. And so he knew that he had to kind of stay on top of the psychology aspect. And that's needed now more than ever. And interestingly, he was doing it back in the 50s and 60s and the mid 70s. But probably now that would be something that, you know, coaches need to consider because I do think that, you know, becomes challenging with what's at stake, the significance in terms of the big business aspect of college athletics, in terms of mental health with young people of this generation. It's always important, mental health. But I think now, as much as ever, with technology, the electronic information age and the smartphones and the distractions, and so it's something that we could talk a couple hours about, and that would really be an interesting deep dive. But for right now, I just think coaches have to do the best they can in terms of recruiting kids that are a good fit for their program. And then once they're there, you know, make sure that the resources are in place, not only within your coaching staff, but within the entire athletic department and the university, to make sure that you're present and you're engaged. That doesn't guarantee that every kid is going to stay. But we were fortunate. I know during my time at UCLA, I might have had two transfers, maybe three at St. John's. And I do think part of it was, you know, we had a staff that really took an interest in every kid. Now it's becoming more challenging.
Yes.
Because there's a market out there right now.
Yep.
It's competitive. People are poaching from one another's programs. And so it's a challenging time to be a college basketball coach.
Very, very, very vivid, very, very vivid picture you just drew up there, Steve, going back to Wooden. That was really good. Steve Lavin with us, of course, CBS Turner, Fox Sports 1 college basketball analyst, former Bruins head coach, St. John's as well. You know, listen, about the game last night here, you know, they jump on them 19-0, 16-4, 21-6, 29-10. It's my assertion here, Steve, they're not going to necessarily replicate that and just bury Gonzaga from the outset if they were to play him 10 times. But, you know, I believe strongly, based on the matchup advantages, like what Baylor has that can offset what Gonzaga does so well, whether it's Timmy passing, whether it's Timmy getting to the rim for all those layups that he had a couple shoved back down his throat, whether it's the bullish, strong, tough guards that Baylor deploys that doesn't allow you to get comfortable, Gonzaga's guards, like, that was not a fluke. That was not by accident. Gonzaga, to me, is the inferior team among the two. You agree with that?
I do. And another way of putting it is if they played a seven-game series, I still think Baylor wins in six. You know, let's just say they were, you know, going up to Spokane to play at Gonzaga and then coming back down to Waco to play at Baylor. I think Baylor has quickness and skill. Their speed, you know, draw the parallel to college football. Baylor basketball kind of reminds me of Pete Carroll's USC football teams in terms of the speed and quickness and just the attacking style of play that would unnerve, discombobulate, you know, and completely disrupt the offensive flow or timing of opponents. And Alabama, Nick Saban, right? I mean, speed merchants at every position. And then you add that Baylor's got that foot speed and quickness and skill on offense. You know, they made 10 three-pointers. That stretches Gonzaga's defense. It kind of exposed the lateral foot speed that the Zags lack, in particular Timmy and Kispert, were exposed in this game. Nothing to get them against them. Good college players.
Yep.
But when you look at Teague and Mitchell and Butler, I mean, those three interchangeable parts can all pass, can all dribble, can all shoot, and then make good decisions when they were maneuvering with the dribble in terms of reads and reacting, whether it was a pocket pass, a lob to the rim, or fanning the ball back out to the three-point line. And Scott Drew deserves a salute. He deployed his team well. They kind of flew a little bit below the radar because all the focus of Gonzaga and the unbeaten season, the possibility to be the first undefeated team since Bob Knight's Hoosiers in 75-76. But, yeah, Baylor from start to finish dominating. And if I boil it down, foot speed, quickness, athleticism, and skill, but then deployed well So there was, you know, intelligence as well. It was on display. Sometimes people with a backhand of compliment will say, oh, they're just great athletes. Like, they just roll the balls out there. It's like, to play at high speeds and to play with purpose and cohesiveness and intelligence says a lot about the fact that they brought it.
Yeah.
They had a plan, and they executed it, and they basically kicked their butts.
Yeah, they definitely did. Steve, we only have about 2 minutes here, but I found this interesting because I positioned this as a choke job. 14 turnovers. It only took 49 shots, which was almost 20 less shots than Baylor took. Mark Few has done an unbelievable job, but how does he ever break through if this continually happens to him?
Well, I think, you know, the lesson was foot speed in terms of last night, the takeaway, and that's caught them before, and they're – you know, always better offensively if you just look at them historically through the decades. And they were 31-1, had a heck of a year. But they met a team that had equal or a little better personnel but had the speed. And Coach Wooden said the two most important words in basketball were balance and quickness. And the guy won 10 national titles. He said the two most important words in life were love and balance. And that's for another day. We'll do a deep dive on that. But, you know, that's what Baylor had. They had balance of size, speed, skill, quickness, a balance of an inside-outside attack, a balance of offense and defense. And, you know, Mark Few is headed to the Hall of Fame, but for him to have a breakthrough, I think they have to have a season where they've got the personnel with the speed and the quickness to have the balance of both offense and defense.
Yeah, I know we got to go, but I felt like they had their most balance ever. That's mm-hmm. what's disheartening about this, because think about the way they just jumped on who did they jump on? Who was the game?
Early.
Yes, relatively early, where they couldn't even initiate their half-court set. Who the heck was it? Why am I forgetting? Whomever it was, they showed a defensive prowess, Steve, that I thought showed some yep. athletic growth that they really hadn't had.
Yep. And I think, again, I mean, they had a heck of a season, but, you know, Butler had one of the most dominating national championship game performances that I can remember since Tarkanian's UNLV running Rebels in 1990 in Denver, when they blitzed Bob Hurley and Leitner and Grant Hurley and that company. And the Duke came back the following year. They learned from it, back to Kiki's point about where do you go from here. Coach K and that group used that as motivational fuel to come back and to beat UNLV, who was unbeaten at the time, interestingly enough, in the semifinals, and then won their first title. I think it's the first of five for Coach K. So there's still time for Mark Few, and he's you know, in a great place regardless of whether he wins a national title or not.
Lavs, good connecting. It's been a bit. Hopefully the scotch is treating you well. I know you're still sucking a few back, man. If I know my Steve Lavin, I know Lavin likes a scotch. So
a little Japanese whiskey, too. I've been moving into the Japanese whiskeys as well.
I have ventured into the Japanese whiskey myself. My neighbor is actually a big connoisseur of Japanese whiskey, so he's become a good friend. So, all right, man. Good stuff, Coach. Thank you, Steve.
Guys. Thank you, Coach.
Take care. Tiki will like the hibiki. It rhymes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.